Scripture, Matthew 1. I'm glad he does care, brethren. Amen. He careth for you. The Bible said, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I'm glad Jesus cares. I'm glad I can take every care to him and cast it upon him. He said he cares. Amen. I'm looking in Matthew chapter 1 this morning. If you look with me in the Scripture, we'll try to preach if God will help us a little while. From Matthew chapter 1, very familiar verse of Scripture. I just want to read one verse and try to preach from there this morning. I'll probably, no doubt, talk about the other verses that surround it. But in the book of Matthew 1, verse 18, the Bible said, let's look at verse 21. We'll skip that verse in verse 21. The Bible said, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I want to preach. You've got to help me just a while this morning on the thought Jesus saves. Amen. That's been, thank God, declared throughout the ages since he came that Jesus saves. I don't know no better news than that. It's like, thank God, a cold drink on a dry day to know, thank God, this morning that the Lord Jesus come in the world to save sinners. Now, he does save from sin, the Bible said, and we know, thank God, that all men are sinners. That means every man needs a Savior. And we find here in the Scripture that he was virgin born. I've been thinking about that. Here's a woman, ain't God, by the name of Mary, that the Holy Ghost overshadowed. Amen. He came into her, thank God, by planting the seed of the Son of God in her, and she brought forth her firstborn son. And so he was born of this virgin woman, Mary, thank God, and Joseph was what we'd say a stepfather. He was not Jesus' father. He was, thank God, an earthly figure of a father. He was the husband of Mary. At this time the news came, they were engaged. They wasn't married yet. There was a betrothal period as well, and then the marriage. But he said he was fearful of this, and that's why the angel said, don't fear. Thank God, this birth in Mary, or what's going to bring forth from her, is the Son of God, Jesus. And he woke out of his sleep and had no fear about it. He had to get a voice from the Lord. And we all need that, thank God, down through the days. But I want to preach on this thought, Jesus saves. One of the greatest, thank God, things, or the greatest thing that ever happens to an individual is they get saved. Now, I want to say this morning, it's very important, thank God, that you find out whether you're saved or not. Amen. A lot of people confess they're saved, but they never have been saved. You got to know what you're saved from. Amen. Jesus come to save men from their sin. Now, we know the inherited sin of unbelief. Thank God, we're unbelievers because we're sinners, and we become believers because of, thank God, the message that we heard about Jesus, and we're born again through the Spirit of God, and made a new creature in Christ. But we've inherited sin. Amen. Sin because they believe not on me. And so we inherit this Adamic nature, this sin curse. Thank God they came through our first man, Adam, that made man a sinner. And so because of Adam's sin, all men are sinners. You don't have to sin, thank God, to be a sinner, because you're going to sin because you are a sinner. Amen. That's just a fact. We do what we are, and we're sinners. Amen. Man can never say he's without sin. The only Bible we have, thank God, this morning is the 66 books. Thank God. And in the 66 books, thank God, he said here that mankind's a sinner. He's lost. He's undone. He's sinned against God. The condemnation of unbelief is upon him. He said they're condemned because they believe not. And so how shall they believe on him of whom they not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And so God sends a preacher into a man's life. Amen. We're in a Western world here. We're not living in Israel. Amen. And then when God decided in his sovereign will, thank God, to go to a Western
Western world to people which was non-Jews and said, I'm going to give them the gospel. Now, in Matthew chapter 1, when he said his people, hey, God, I know in general speaking, thank God it's further than the Jew. Thank God, but his people. Now, who's his people? Thank God, them that believe. Amen. And so a believer becomes his people. And so what the proclamation is here, Jesus saves his people from their sin. Is that not what it said? And thou shalt call his name Jesus, which means Savior, which means the Jehovah saved. And he shall save his people from their sins. And so we're saved from sin. Thank God. And so by the Holy Ghost, thank God that gives a book, a man saved by grace through faith. He's not saved by works. He's not saved by who he is. He's saved because Christ, thank God, came into him. That's the best explanation I can give you, that Christ came into me. Amen. When I got saved, he came into me. I didn't deserve it. I didn't earn it. He had to humble me to come into me. He had to get my heart ready to come into me. Thank God, that's why I'm against this childhood evangelism. That's getting young children to make a profession. I'm telling you, friend, God has to come into them. Now, a child can be saved. Thank God, he probably may be saved quicker than an adult if he can get his heart and understanding. Thank God, that revival I preached up there in the Weaverville, I got to preach it on the last night. I just preached on heaven. And I told them how to get to heaven according to John chapter 14 and verse 6, where Jesus said, I am the way, amen, and the truth and the life, and no man come to the Father but by me. So it takes Jesus to get me to the Father. And therefore, I preached a while. Thank God that I called on people to testify. And they testified a while. And then the preacher got up and gave an altar invitation. And this young boy of 10 years old ran to the altar weeping and laid there a good while weeping. And this all of a sudden he got up and said, I'm saved. Amen. Hey, God, preacher's grandson. He said, been on the altar for about 3 months. Hey, God. And they said the next morning, the boy, that Sunday, come in. And he said he went to his grandpa's a pastor. And he's 10 years old. And he got saved. And he said, I'd like to get up this morning and open Sunday school. Amen. And it said the boy got up. They got and read some scripture and testified. What about that? It didn't take him too long. Thank God to tell what the Lord done for him. I'm telling you, you've got salvation in you, and you've been born again. Thank God you want to tell it, amen. That's right. People don't never tell it. I don't know if they got it. Amen. That's right. Now, Jesus come to save from sin. You say, what sin would a 10-year-old boy have? Well, he's a sinner by nature. Amen. So he sins by nature. He don't have numerous sins that would be upon a man that's 24, like I was, or 50, or however old. The more a man lives in sin, the more sin he's going to do. Thank God, the problem is, amen, that if a man's lost, he don't have to be living in bad sin. What we say bad sin is, he's a sinner. He's got to see he's a sinner. If he don't see he's a sinner, then he don't need a Savior. Thank God. But if a man's a sinner and he needs a Savior, you got to have to see that. I can't make you see that. God's got to show you that. If God doesn't don't show you you're a sinner, then you never get saved. Boy, won't we live in a day and time religion has corrupted the church, and people just think, I'm just a good person, I can go join the church, I can be the best I can be, and go straight to hell's where they're going. They've been lied to. I said this not long ago. If you hear all the time, you're all right, and nothing's ever wrong with you. Thank God you'll never go to the doctor, amen, and die in that state. I said this, if you hear 2 + 2 = 5 all your life, and then somebody says, no, it's 4, then they're going to debate with you because that's the way they've been taught. I had an older lady tell me, I told her one time, I said, thank God the Lord's Supper has no saving grace in it. That's Catholicism. And she said, well, I've been taught that all my life. It don't matter what you've been taught all your life. If that's a lie, it'll send you to hell. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you this morning, I'm doing the best I can to tell you, thank God there's not but one way to God, and that's through His Son, Jesus. Amen. That's right. God help us. Now, I'm interested in this thing this morning about what He saved us from.
Amen.
He saves us from sin.
Yeah.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. That means He saves you from drunkenness.
Sure, that's right.
If He says sin, He shall save His people from their sins. That's plural. I believe that's what it says. Well, this is a slick Bible here. From sin. Their sins. Amen. I like it. Feels good. And sins is plural. So that means Jesus saves a man from sins.
Right.
That means this. This is what that means.
Yeah.
Today He saved me. I quit living the way I used to.
Amen.
Now, I want to say this morning. Again, I want to put this in again. You might not have done a whole lot of sinning as far as what the world calls sinning, but you're still a sinner.
Yeah.
You're still a sinner. That little old granddaughter of mine's a sinner.
Yeah.
Amen. She don't know it yet, but she is. Amen. She is a sinner. Thank God. They're not angels when they're born, even though, thank God, you think they are. They're not. They'll be proved wrong in time. Thank God that they got a lot wrong with them. Amen. That's why you had to tell them to do right. You don't tell them to do wrong, you tell them to do right. Amen. Because they're a sinner. They are a sinner. I'm down here, friend, with that God, they're a sinner. That means a sinner commits sins. That means a sinner lives in sin.
Yes, sir. Right.
That means a sinner's lost in sin.
Yes.
That means a sinner's blind
to
sin. The Bible said there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof in his own eyes, but the end thereof is the way of death.
Yes,
if you don't have Jesus in you, Christ in you is the hope of glory, then you don't have salvation.
Amen.
That means the word saver means to deliver or to rescue. That's what that means. When God saves a man, He delivers him from what? Sins. What did Jesus die for? Our sins. Amen. Thank God. What did He justify us for? Thank God to declare us saved. Or my friend, without, thank God, a sin, and He might say they're just. Thank God, when God sees me, thank God, He says, that man's never sinned. But not because of me, because of what Jesus did. Because Jesus is the only one that can justify me before God Himself. The Father, He's the one taking me there, and I won't get there until, thank God, my friend, thank God, I leave this world.
Amen.
That's right, but I am there now, too, in the eyes of God.
Yeah.
See, where's heaven at? It's up. Amen. That's where Stephen looked. He looked up. He saw the Lord Jesus stand at the right hand of God. Where's hell at? It's down.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something, and I don't want to be ugly about it. God help, I don't think I'm that smart, but I'm smart enough to know that I couldn't find it. People send their own self to hell. How do they do that? They don't even know where it's at.
Right.
Their rejection of Christ and their unbelief is what condemns them. And one day at the end, at the appointed time, if they face God without Him, they're going to be judged. And friend, there ain't going to be a place for a man to go if we don't have Christ in his own heart. He's going to go to hell. We're raising a generation of people in the church world today that they don't even believe there's a hell. God help. I mean, when we spit in the face of our Lord to say that what you did on Calvary don't mean nothing. And when a man denies the place called hell and the justice of God and what God says, and God, if they reject Christ, if they unbelievers, that they'll die lost and go to hell. And if a man rejects that, he's actually saying to the cow to Jesus that hung on the cross, I don't need you.
Amen.
And that's what they're saying today. I'm so tired of political correctness. I'm so tired of this. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the Democrats and Republicans. They're nothing but a bunch of liars. Amen. I'm a conservative voter, but buddy, I tell you what, my vote, thank God, don't get me nothing. Amen. That's right. Jesus Christ is on the throne. He's the Savior, and we need to look to Him. And I'm telling you what, we're living in a bad day. And buddy, you better know Him. I'm telling you what, we're seeing these things happen. And He said what happened. And He said, when you see these things, lift up your heads, because your redemption draws nigh. Amen. So you better look up. Amen. And you better look further than Washington, D.C., Amen. You better look further than your own little realm of world. Amen. Now Jesus said, thank God, He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And I shall go in out five, pastor, get this here. Any man. If any man. Now it's the same door in the same way. Christ came to save from sin. Why did you get saved? The Holy Ghost don't convict you about, He convicts you of sin. The Holy Ghost convicts you of sin. Now listen to me. When the Holy Ghost dealt with me about my sin, He dealt with me of who I am. He dealt with me of who I am. He didn't say, now you remember what you did 5 years ago. That's what I'm trying to say a while ago. He don't convict you of prior things. He convicts you of what you are.
Yeah.
If you're under conviction in this service this morning, God's dealing with your heart right now, and you feel the Holy Ghost popping you in the heart and telling you what you are, it's because He loved you.
Yeah.
God loves you. Listen, friend. That's the greatest thing I know, is the love of God. That God had loved, even when I was dead in sin, even when I was lost without God, He had love for me. I'm telling you, the greatest thing about being saved is knowing the love of Christ. Is knowing, thank God, He lives in me. Is knowing, thank God, He loves me. Is knowing, thank God, that I can enjoy the fellowship of Him. After if a man's lost, he has no fellowship with Him. He deals with a man because of what he is. Of sin. Holy Ghost, come knock on your heart and say, of sin because you believe not on me. You never have come to the place of faith in Christ. You're lost, going to hell. And you need to repent. Turn to Christ. That's what the Holy Spirit tells you. Now, I can't tell you how to get there. The Holy Spirit has to do that. There's two things man can't do. Two things. Number one, he can't tell a man he's lost or get a man lost. And number two, he can't get a man saved. That's all the workings of God. I can take people in this church. I can go through this church. And it's all when God got you under conviction. And I love to have done something to help you got saved.
Yeah.
Amen, Miss Jennifer. I remember when she got under conviction. And I knew she was under conviction. But I could not bring her in.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost had to bring her in. That didn't take him long. You know why? Because her heart was there. And when your heart's there, see, the reason it takes people a good while to get saved is because of pride.
Yeah.
And because their heart is so hardened and they think they're better than what they are, and I'm telling you, you don't get saved unless you come low. You gotta come low. Hey man, you gotta get humble. If you don't get, listen, God can't humble you. Hey man, He humbled me. Hey man. And buddy, I'm telling you, when you lay, hey God, under conviction, well, and see your need for Christ, I'm telling you what it does, it calls you to see where you're at and where He is. Jesus saves. He saves from sins. Now, if you still live the way you did before you made your profession, then you're not saved. He saves you from it. He saves you from a wicked life. He saves you from cursing all the time. Now, I don't brag on past sin, but I had a problem with that. And I don't even think about it much, knowing about being lost. But I did have a problem when I used my tongue the wrong way. I was a lost man. I was going to hell. That was just the language of a sinner. But when God saved me, my language changed.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. I told you this. I'll tell you again. I hadn't said it in a long time. I remember after I got saved, I liked playing basketball. Pretty good at it, you know. I mean, I wasn't the best, but I could compete. And I was down at Faith playing ball. And I went in for a layup, and I mean, a guy just cleaned me out. I mean, he knocked me to the ground. And when he did, I cussed him. So I got up, and the Holy Ghost said, "You done wrong."
Amen. Amen.
And I did this. I said, "Boys, I believe I'll just take off the rest of the games." I went over and set up the fence, and this is what I told the Lord. "Lord, if I'm going to talk like that and act like that, I don't never want to play again." That's what I told him. I'm going to tell you what. When God saves you, He'll change your tongue. He saves you from sins. He don't save you to keep sinning. He don't save you, friend, to just keep living the way you do and the way you are. That don't mean a man can't stumble. That don't mean a man can't have some failures. But it does mean he has a different life.
Yeah.
If a man never had a different life, he don't have salvation.
Yes, right.
Have you read my Bible? It said He shall save, deliver His people from sins.
Yeah.
From their sins. Not His. He had none. It's got to be from their sins.
Amen.
You know the problem today? People don't want out of sin. They like it. People want this. They say, "Well, I go to church on Sunday, but I get drunk on Saturday night. I go down to the bar room on Saturday night, but when I come to church on Sunday, I sing in the choir." Hey, friend, listen. Son, somewhere to sin, you gotta draw a line. Isn't that right? What halts you between two opinions? If God be God, follow Him. If Baal's God, get in with Him and go with Him. God help, don't be a hypocrite about it. You can't love God and hate your brother. That's one thing that assured me that I even had it when I got saved. Man, I fell in love with the church, buddy. I mean, I wasn't brought up in church. I mean, my mama took me to Methodist. I'm talking about a real church. I went to the Methodist a couple times a month, maybe three times, but listen, friend, it never done nothing for my heart. If a man gets saved, born again, he wants to be with the people of God.
Amen.
You don't have to beg somebody to be with his own family.
Yes,
hey, man, this is as much as your house of God, this is mine. Amen. And see, when God saves a man, He changes him. Thank God from the crowd he's running with. I told you, old Hannah come over. He is one of my better friends. He was in my wed, you know. We used to run around together. You know why I liked Hannah? Bob Hannah was his name. You know why I liked him? Because he didn't put on. That's why I like him. I don't like anybody to be around anybody that thinks they're better than somebody else. I don't like that. Anyway, I got saved. I called him, told him I got saved. He said, "I'm going to come over and talk to you." I was sitting in the swing with him. We was talking about being saved. And I told him what God did for me. I said, God saved me. I said, and I was sitting there in the swing. I didn't preach to him, but I talked to him. And I said, God saved me, you know. And I said, I'm different now. And I love the Bible. I love church. And this is what he said to me, sitting right there in that swing. This is what he said. He said, are you telling me I'm going to hell? I said, no, I ain't telling you that. The Bible is.
Yeah.
I'll tell anybody in this church right now, if you're not saved by the grace of God, if you die that way, you'll go to hell.
Yes, sir. Amen.
That's why you need to escape the damnation of hell and get saved. Jesus come to save you. You got a choice to make what you're going to do with Him. Amen. I know, praise God, about all the doctrines of the Bible, but when it comes down to it, have a look at our lives. Thank God for God to say something in our heart. Either you're saved or lost. Either going to heaven or going to hell. These people say, well, I hope I make it. I'd hate to have that. Hope I make it. Praise God, that's what I done when I got in my car this week and drove to Kentucky. I hope I make it. What if my car broke down? I wouldn't make it. Amen. I'm not hoping I make it to heaven. I'm not hoping I make it.
No.
Son, hope, listen, thank God I'm not hoping I make it, or maybe I'll make it, I think I'll make it. I know, thank God I made it.
Yeah.
Amen. I tell you, son, if I drop right now in my tracks, you can go ahead, thank God, and sing Amazing Grace over the body. And you can sing, well, I'll get to heaven. Because, son, I'm as sure there, thank God, as I'm standing here in these two rock courts. Because, brother, I'm telling you one thing. If God, hey, God calls me out of this world, I know where this old boy will be. And I can't say that for nobody else.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Boy, I tell you, thank God, buddy, I'm glad I know it. Amen. That's a blessing, ain't it? I'm down here, isn't it good to know you're born again?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, Mrs. Doris. I'm down your son. It's the best thing ever happened to me. Amen.
Amen.
That's why Jesus come in the world. Thank God. I didn't know about it until I was told about it. Thank God, but I'm down here, if you've been saved, buddy, that's why He came to do that. He came to save you. Amen. Are you saved? Thank God, take off the Baptist. Take off what you think you know. Amen. Just get down to the bare facts of life and ask yourself, Lord, am I saved? She's taking me a spell.
Well, I sing in the choir.
Short help.
Well, I teach Sunday school. Well, my family's a good family. I read my Bible. I pray. It's all good things. But it's not of works.
Amen.
Lest any man should boast.
Amen.
Boy, I like it, don't you?
Yes,
I mean, let's just get down to the bare thing. It's either Jesus or hell.
Yes.
Amen. A lot of people just got churchianity and they've been talked into something that wasn't real in their own heart in the first place. And they made a profession that did not make no change in their life. And Jesus come to save sinners. And if you don't have it, you don't have it. Amen? That's exactly right, friend. There's a fellow who'll say, oh, I believe in God. I believe the Bible. I believe, hey God, that the church ought to attend. I'm telling you, friend, that's all right. If that don't save you, that'll put you in hell faster than a bar stool. Because people most of the time, well, I don't know, drunks today even profess to be saved. That's what they say. Hey, I believe in Jesus. Who do you believe in? Jesus? You don't believe in the Jesus I know. Amen. He takes you out of sin. He don't keep you in sin.
Right.
Amen. We need to quit making excuses. Thank God for people in the house of God and people we know for the fact that they say, well, they all right. You know what I mean? They might do this and that, but they all right. And live and shack up for 6 or 7 years and profess to be saved. Friend, the Bible said the doctor's going to judge. You know what a man told me one time? He said, you know, you really can't build a big church preaching against sin. That's what he told me.
You think this is rough this morning, son? You ought to came around about 20 years ago. You ought to thought this was a Sunday school lesson.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's right. I mean, buddy, I got some grace now. I was all in. That wasn't right. I just had to learn. I'm trying to preach your heart, friend. This is Bible truth. What I'm preaching to you. I mean, you know what I love to do? I love to take anything away from me that's an asset. What I mean by that is, I'm a preacher. I read the Bible. I pray. I go to church. I'll take all that away from me. Take it all away. And let's just put us in, just put us with God Himself and see what we have. See what we have. That's why Jesus come to save sinners. Amen. Are you saved? Are you saved? If you're not saved, you can be. That's right. If you want to be saved, you can be. If you want to be. Amen. Now, you'll never be saved until you see you need to be. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I love you this morning. Thank you for your word. God, I pray the Holy Ghost, God, might take what's been said this morning, Lord. God, as far as the Sunday school hour and preaching hour, God, the same thought, the same line. God, this morning, Lord, it's been the Holy Ghost. God, Lord, this morning, I'm asking you to draw sinners to repentance. God, bring sinners to repentance. God, please have mercy on them. We're going to bow our heads this morning where you're sitting.